Okay, so we're up to Halacha Vav and Perek Gimel. Is this after the Rambam again has established his principles of Tchilas Din Bayom, Gemar Din Balayla, but the Rambam had an unusual makor, so to speak, you know, Vel Piyam Yechol Rivachol Naga, as opposed to Veshavtu Asam Becholes, and that countervailed, you know, by the Biyom Hanachilo Esbanav of Nachalos, as we spoke about before. The Rambam, the vector, the directionality appears to run in the opposite direction, that Nachalos, as he says, Kedin, as opposed to the Makar being in Nachalos, and we apply that to Dinim more broadly. So the Rambam now moves on more properly to the Sukkiah of Ein Eid Nasadai, and there are basically three Shitos in the Rishonim, just to give the introduction. There's the Shita of the Rashbam, which is Afilu Eid HaRoaz and Nasadai, and the Rov Rishonim say it's in Eid HaMeid. And the Ramban, which also makes its way into Shulchan Aruch, interestingly, that if somebody is Huzman le'edus, right, they're called as an aid, then they can't be a dayan. Typically, the Rambam Shita is affiliated with the middle position, and you'll see in just a moment. So, Shnayim Shenichlasu L'Akir Esachola, so basically, Halacha V'Shchiv Me'rav Etziva Bifnehem, right, and he's giving his Tzava'a. Right, we have a divrei shchiv meirah kiksubim luchem surin dami. So kosvin ve'eno sindin. So they should write it down, and they can't be functioning here as dayanim. V'im hayu shlosha, but right, as we know, this is the Rambam Lashitaso, who says the absolute minimum for a bez din a shlosha din, you could do be'echad, right? He paskins like Rav Acha midaraisa, but tzedek tish b'ra misacha, but for a bez din, you need like Rav Yivo. You need shlosha, v'im hayu shlosha, ratzu kosvin, ratzu osedin. So they seem to have, right, flexibility, which indicates, right, that there isn't yet a problem of ein eid nasadayin, right? They still have that optionality because they haven't been meyed. So this is like the Rambam's shita. Amed v'amarurim bayom, abal b'layla, kosvin v'ein osedin. But once it's already nighttime, so as we know, nighttime is not a zman for din. And as such, right, so now, you know, al korchayhu their betoras edim and aid na sedain. Ramed ramurim bayom abal b'layla kosvin vein osendin. So the way this actually comes down to Shulchan Aruch, there's a very helpful ramah to understand what the parameters of this are. So shnayim shenichsu l'akar zacholav v'tziba b'fneim kosvin says the mechaber vein osendin. This is reshin and gimel aleph and choshen mishpat v'im hayu shlosha ratzu kosvin, ratzu osendin. So then the Mechaber just goes on to quote the Ramah, Mamed Ramahurim, Bayom, Babalaila, Kosvin, Vein Osendin. So the Ramah, right, explains what we mean by ratzu kosvin, ratzu osendin. Lahachzik kol echad, b'meshet siva v'ladun, b'chol divrei safek, shenafal b'tzava. So if they choose the path of Dayanus, so at that point, since it's Yom, right, they're not necessarily Edim, simply by virtue of the fact that they've shown up there, and he's been Siva Bifnayim, but they could theoretically be Dayanim. But Ladun Bechol Devrei Safek Shenafal Betzava. So any uncertainty that arose, so they'd be able to adjudicate that based on the experience that they had. Vitziva Bifnayim, they have knowledge of what the Tzivoy with the Tzava really was. V'inechad mina yarshin amakablin yicholin lomar leves nachar azlinan. Right, they become like this based on the tour, kind of like a Bezdin Kavua in that place. So again, what we have here is the idea that, you know, the three people that enter, they don't necessarily enter B'toras Bezdin. They have the capacity to function that way because of their number, but they're like an undifferentiated. But what's fascinating is if they enter during, you know, a time where that is fundamentally impossible. So the Rambam's view is that that then removes any possibility of them ever functioning within that capacity. They wouldn't ever be able to adjudicate such a case because ein aid na sadayin. So what you see here again is that the Rambam's basic position is you need an aid hameid to trigger ein aid na sadayin, or you need the circumstances to be that, you know, again, they simply couldn't function as a bezdin, so therefore, perforce, they are aidim and they're receiving this tzava'ah. And once that, you know, chalos is created, once they have that identity, that is no longer reversible in aid, nasa dayin.